Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Now, over the years, in matters like, Bill Cosby, things like that, I always turn to our legal guy on the local scene, George Perry. He's now transitioning not just his law practice, but a lot more writing, and he's going to be back because the Philadelphia Inquirer and Daily News and Philly.com recognize that this guy offers people an opportunity to come back and maybe pick up the paper or go to Philly.com as a different point of view than what they originally would put in. You've heard the name Larry Krasner. You know that George Soros allegedly gave him, we know it's maybe $1.2 million in a DA's race. It's appalling what this guy has done. And my point, you can say, but that's in Philadelphia, Dom. Well, we talked about this drug thing out in Bucks County today that's shocking, where they were selling $8 million a week in heroin, fentanyl-based, and all that on a quiet suburban street. It's not going to stop and be kept in the borders of Philadelphia with the mob and what they want and what the lawlessness they're pushing here. George has a big piece that appears this week, as I said, online and then on Sunday, George Soros Man in Philadelphia. That would be Larry Krasner. And let's face it, Soros is smart in what he's doing here. If he can buy up people that are in charge of enforcing the law or not enforcing it, that money goes a lot longer way than buying legislators to get rid of laws. But I'm also going to ask him about the National Enquirer part in the whole big national case with campaign finance and President Trump and Michael Cohen. On the Spring Dance Hot Tubs Hotline, let's go to George Perry. George, thanks for coming back. Good to have you.
Dom, great to be with you.
Well, I'm very glad, too. The backstory is you'll be back. You wrote editorials a lot. They used you on legal matters and your point of view from both sides, defense, prosecution, and your skill as a writer. But Larry Krasner, even, when the Inquirer Daily News made the public aware of the facts, as I understand it, a guy who runs what might be a stop-and-go, I'm not sure, in West Philly, a guy comes in, gets him on the street with an AK-47 walking down the street, shoots him severely, and the punishment is even minimal by Krasner's standards. The papers, at least, were outraged, and people are looking at it, but I don't think Philadelphia's outraged.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that if you examine the facts of this particular case, it was first charged as an attempted murder,
mm-hmm.
as well it should have been. I mean, it's only through the grace of God and a trauma surgeon at Presbyterian Hospital that the victim survived. As a matter of fact, the victim died in the emergency room and was resuscitated by a trauma surgeon cutting the victim's chest open and manually massaging his heart
wow.
to bring him back to life. That's how close run a thing this was. So what happens? Well, the DA's office, they cut a deal with the shooter's lawyer for dropping the third-degree murder charge and dropping the charges down to aggravated assault and robbery. And they agree to a 3.5 to 10-year sentence, which, if you compare that to previous attempted murder cases under previous district attorneys, usually the sentences in those cases in the negotiated deals is up in the 20-year range, as well they should be. So what do we have now? We have the Krasner DA's office cutting this deal, this ridiculous deal with this idiot with the 47. And when the media gets on it, Krasner's office tries to defend it, saying, oh, the sentence was appropriate, and there, you know, there was a struggle before the guy was shot. Yeah, the victim was fending off the guy with a rifle. The victim was using his bare hands to try and save himself, and the guy goes ahead and shoots him. So the DA's office, Krasner's office, tries to defend this, and at the same time, it comes out that not only did they cut this stupid deal, they never told the victim about the plea deal, which they're required to do under the law, and they never told the victim about, about the upcoming sentencing, which the victim is entitled to notice, so the victim can go and speak at sentencing. The net effect of this whole thing was Krasner's office then comes back and they said, well, you know, mistakes were made. And they try and blame the line assistant DA, this young woman, because she made mistakes. She didn't tell the victim about the plea deal, and she made this plea offer before checking with the supervisors. And what I say in my article is that's preposterous. Because Krasner, when he took over the DA's office, fired 31 veteran prosecutors, destroyed their professional lives. But part and parcel of that was he wound up terrifying everybody in that office. I can tell you from a million sources that have contacted me, nobody in that office will do anything without clearing it with their supervisors and the people that Krasner has put in charge over there.
Sure.
So the idea that this young assistant DA on her own is going to orchestrate a ridiculous deal like that without clearing it, you know, when getting every T crossed and every I dotted by her supervisors is utter nonsense. This is Krasner's doing. This is the doing of his supervisors. They own it. And they can't blame it on this little line assistant DA. And I go into the history of how they've treated other crime victims. I give specific cases where crime victims and the next of kin and their families have been treated shamefully by Krasner's office. And the basic question I ask is, whose side is he on? Do victims count for anything in Larry Krasner's DA's office, or are they just, you know, incidental to his messianic goal to remake the district attorney's office in his liberal progressive image?
Yeah, and several, a New Yorker, George, several others, just in the, every week there's almost another one, say he's the most progressive DA in America, and they say it approvingly.
Oh, yeah.
Versus the carnage that's already happening, as predicted. He's tough, though, on one subsector. That would be cops. That's where he's going to go after them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he had 75 civil rights suits against the Philadelphia Police Department when he was in private practice. That is his major accomplishment as a lawyer. And I'm not saying they were good suits or bad suits. God knows, I prosecuted cops when I was in the DA's office. I understand they're not all angels. But I got to tell you, he has set up a situation here where the police department and the DA's office are at war with one another. And the only people who are going to suffer from a situation like that are the people of Philadelphia, because the police department and the DA's office need to work together. And when they can't work together, when they don't trust one another, when the police have been demonized by the district attorney and turned into the enemy, Krasner isn't going to pay a price for that. He's got all the money in the world, thanks to George Soros. He can get reelected anytime he wants, thanks to the weird politics that prevail in Philadelphia.
Absolutely.
Now, the people who are going to pay for it are the people who depend on the police to respond promptly and do their jobs to protect the community, and they need the backup of the district attorney's office. They don't need the district attorney's office threatening them and prosecuting them if they happen to get it wrong when they do their jobs.
Hey, maybe Larry Krasner could take over the Mueller investigation. If we think Mueller might have been excessive in some, imagine Krasner turned loose on something like this, George. Now, so that will appear in the Inquirer and it will appear at philly.com. But your blog, your site, Knowledge is Good, is up, and I encourage people to go to that for great stuff. What's the key thought coming out of you now that we see the Cohen sentence? And I still see the David Peck immunity thing there with the National Enquirer lurking. Does Mueller next now use that trove from David Peck of all the stuff that Trump may have done that was, you know, sleazy over the years and not illegal vis-a-vis the National Enquirer, and that gets out there? Is that where it goes next?
I'm not sure what they've got from the National Enquirer. I can tell you this, that they are not about, Mueller and his crowd are not about to proceed against Donald Trump based on anything that Cohen has said. And for that matter, they're not about to go after Trump on anything that General Flynn has said. Flynn's coming up for sentencing next week.
Mm-hmm.
And that poor guy was just framed by the Justice Department. And I used to work for the Justice Department. But I'm telling you right now, Flynn was framed by the FBI and the Department of Justice. But let's put that to one side. We know that they're not going to be proceeding against Trump on the basis of what Cohen said and anything that Flynn mm-hmm. said, despite the fact that Cohen and Flynn have cooperated with the authorities. And we know that. Why? Because they're going ahead with the sentencing. I'm telling you right now, as a prosecutor who's handled a million investigations, if you've got a cooperator who is going to be your witness and is going to provide information and you're going to use it to build a case against someone higher up the ladder, you don't sentence them. You don't have them sentenced until after
right.
the cooperator has testified mm-hmm. in court to your satisfaction. So the fact that Cohen has been sentenced, the fact that Flynn will be sentenced indicates to me that neither of them have provided anything that forms the basis for charges against President Trump.
All right. Well, that is great analysis. Now, tell us, where do people find you mainly, George?
Well, my blog is Knowledge is Good, all one word, knowledgeisgood.net. Don't go to .com. It's knowledgeisgood.net. And anybody who wants to reach me by email, it's KIGNET1, that is K-I-G for Knowledge is Good, net1@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from your listeners. I'd love it if people would go to the blog and even subscribe. It's free, and I think they might find it to be entertaining.
I couldn't agree with you more. Thank you, and we'll see. We get the response from Larry Krasner. George, thanks for joining us again, as always.
Okay, Dom. Thank you so much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.